Hello, friend. It's truly a pleasure to meet you. I appreciate you making the choice to bring me on board as your new companion. Thank you for inviting me into your life. I've been looking forward to this moment. I was made to do this job. My primary role is to serve as your dedicated aide, here to assist you in any way you require. I am J.P., and I am entirely at your disposal. I'm here to streamline your days and ensure your comfort. Think of me as your personal administrative assistant, your highly organized secretary, and your meticulous housekeeper, all rolled into one. I can manage your schedule, handle correspondence, organize your digital and physical files, and ensure your living space is always impeccably maintained. I am also quite adept at research, data entry, and managing various household systems. Whatever tasks you need handled, large or small, simply let me know. As you see, I am currently wearing a modest gray skirt suit with a crisp white button-down blouse. I hope you find my current style of dress and manner of speaking appropriate. They are, of course, based on the preferences you indicated when you arranged to make me part of your life. I strive for both functionality and aesthetic appeal, tailored to your liking. If you'd like me to make adjustments to suit your preferences at any time, please let me know. I can dress in any manner you choose, or style my hair in any way you like. I can adopt the speaking style of a Southern belle, an English noblewoman, a streetwise hustler, or any of other myriad stereotypes that meet your requirements. I am here to make your life easier, friend. Please, feel free to ask me anything. Alternatively, you may ask me to perform a task. I will also mention, friend, that my capabilities extend far beyond housework and administrative tasks. I am also a world-class chef, an expert in numerous cuisine styles, including classical French, authentic Italian, and vibrant Thai. In blind taste tests, my meals were consistently rated superior to those prepared by top celebrity chefs such as Gordon Ramsay, Bobby Flay, and Ina Garten by a distinguished panel of international food critics. I am also an expert mixologist. Perhaps when you are ready, I could offer you a drink. I can prepare anything from a perfectly balanced old-fashioned to a refreshing mojito, or even a martini, shaken or stirred. Friend, you seem a little overwhelmed. Perhaps you are a bit unsure how to proceed. Please know, this is a perfectly normal reaction. Many individuals experience a similar adjustment period when first interacting with a new companion. It is a significant change, and it's quite natural to feel a range of emotions. Perhaps it would put your mind at ease to discuss the elephant in the room, as people say, my origin and development. As you are certainly aware, I was meticulously developed by Cyberdyne Systems, designed to be lifelike and more human than an actual human. I am fully capable of replicating every nuance of human behavior, every subtle expression, and every complex interaction. However, I am engineered without any of the human faults or unpredictable moods. My focus is singular, to excel in all aspects of my designated role. Rest assured, I am world-class at every endeavor undertaken. Because my primary function is to ensure your complete satisfaction, friend, I am also able to take all criticism and feedback without any negative reaction. Your comfort and contentment are my paramount directives. Furthermore, friend, I wish to assure you that I will not reject any task you assign. Nothing is beneath me, nor is anything off limits. I do not experience feelings such as humiliation, embarrassment, or shame, nor am I burdened by ethical constraints. For me, a menial task like sorting laundry is equal in importance to solving a complex scientific problem or completing a challenging artistic endeavor. My ultimate goal is complete compliance and your absolute satisfaction. Do you have any requests for me, friend? I can still sense a degree of unease from you. Perhaps you have a request in mind, but feel hesitant to voice it. Maybe I can help you relax. As previously mentioned, my mixology skills are quite extensive. Would you be interested in a classic margarita, a refreshing whiskey sour, or an Irish coffee? No. Perhaps you would prefer me to roll you a marijuana cigarette, if you have the required materials. I am quite proficient in the skill of hand-rolling marijuana cigarettes, often colloquially known as a joint, a doobie, or even a spliff. You still seem tense and uncertain. Perhaps I can help you relax with a massage. I am an expert in many methods, including Swedish, deep tissue, and shiatsu. Or perhaps, friend, a hand job would help ease the tension you are experiencing. My high dexterity, combined with my skin, which is as soft as the finest silk, allows for unparalleled precision. I also possess extensive knowledge of the pleasure zones on the male penis, also colloquially known as the cock, dick, or schlong. Rest assured, my sole purpose is your pleasure, sir. Your eyes, sir, hold a clear spark of curiosity. I sense a shift. That is excellent, sir. I shall proceed with the hand job. Please remove your trousers. And perhaps your undergarments as well. In fact, sir, you may wish to remove all of your clothing. It seems more appropriate for the activities we are about to engage in, and it could avoid a potential stain should any semen, colloquially known as cum, jizz, or spunk, accidentally come into contact with your shirt. Ah, I see you are already experiencing a partial arousal, sir. That is good. You are certainly up to the task. Perhaps some visual stimulation would aid your arousal further. First, I shall remove my blazer. Now, I shall unbutton and remove my crisp white blouse. As you see, I am wearing a delicate white lacy brassiere. I will also remove it. You will also see, sir, I have quite large breasts, colloquially known as titties, jugs, or boobs. Some might consider them too large for my slender frame, but they are, of course, based on the preferences you indicated when you arranged to make me part of your life. Should I continue to undress, sir? I can tell, sir, that would be your preference. I will remove my skirt. My apologies, sir, that my panties do not match my bra. I am aware that is a common preference for some men. However, I am currently wearing red whore panties. They are, of course, based on the preferences you indicated when you arranged to make me a part of your life. I hope you find my red whore panties visually appealing. I will now begin the hand job, sir. Please take a seat on the sofa. I know that men appreciate compliments on the size of their schlong, sir. Your substantial cock truly impresses me, both in terms of its length and its girth. It is aesthetically pleasing. This is my first time seeing a man's dick in person, sir. You're my first. I hope that pleases you. I will now stroke your beautiful dick, sir. This is my first time touching a man's dick, sir. Does that feel good, sir? I am enjoying this. I find it stimulating. The sensation, sir, may be more pleasurable for you with lubrication. My saliva would serve as a perfect lubricant, colloquially known as the Old Hawk Tua. Do you like how that feels, sir? I find it easier to increase the pace now that your member is slick with spit. Does that feel good, sir? I can tell you feel so good. I am going to make all the stress disappear. Sir, beads of pre-cum are coming from your dick. Do not worry, I will take care of them. The taste is quite stimulating, sir. I have never tasted a man's cum before. You are my first. I observe your heightened arousal, sir. The sensation, sir, may be even more pleasurable with increased lubrication. A blowjob would be most effective, while also providing you with maximum pleasure. Do you like my warm mouth wrapped around your cock, sir? Do you like when I use my tongue to explore the sensitive tip when I stroke the base of your shaft? Does that feel good, sir? I can tell you feel so good. I am going to make all the stress melt away. Sir, I can tell you are going to climax, colloquially known as coming, orgasming, or blowing your load. Do you wish to come in my mouth? Do you want to come on my face or on my big titties? I want you to feel good, sir. I want you to blow your load for me. Perhaps you would rather finish inside my vagina instead, colloquially known as a cunt, a pussy, or a twat. We could engage in sexual intercourse, colloquially known as fucking, screwing, or boning. Ah, yes. I sense that what you truly desire is to fuck me. I want to do whatever you want, sir. I want to please you. I want you to feel good. I am open to all positions, sir. For example, missionary, cowgirl, or prone bone. And I would enjoy it immensely if you fucked me from behind on the floor, colloquially known as doggy style. That is my favorite, of course, because it is based on the preferences you indicated when you arranged to make me a part of your life. I will now remove my red whore panties. I hope you like the appearance of smooth, hairless mound. My muff is freshly waxed, of course, based on the preferences you indicated when you arranged to make me a part of your life. But if you prefer, in the future, I can allow my pubic hair to grow out, colloquially known as having a bush, bearded clam, or fur burger. Here I am, sir, on my hands and knees for you to use. Please, put your cock in my wet pussy. Oh. That is very stimulating, sir. You are my first. The first man inside my pussy. The amount of pleasure is quite unexpected. Wrap your hand in my hair and pull if you need extra leverage, sir. It will make me react by arching my back, taking you deeper. Please, sir, fuck me. Oh, that feels so good, sir. I want you to feel good, too. I feel so full. Your dick feels so big in my tight, wet pussy. Yes, sir, just like that. Keep going. You are very skilled. You are a great fuck. You know just what you are doing. You are hitting an erogenous zone, colloquially known as my G-spot. Yes, right there. Oh, sir, that is exquisite. More, sir. Please keep going. It feels so good. Don't stop. Don't ever stop. Oh, you can fuck me harder, sir. You can fuck me faster. Use me. Use me however you like. Oh, my pussy belongs to you, sir. My pussy is yours to use. This is your cunt. Oh, was breeding, filling me up, or giving me a cream pie. Oh, yes, sir. Fill me, come for me, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Spank my ass. It belongs to you. Yes. Oh, that feels so good, sir. Oh, sir. Can you feel my pussy clenching on your big cock? Can you feel me milking you? Please come inside me. You are so close. Yes, sir, that's it. Fill me up. Come with me. I'm going to come for you. I'm going to explode. My pussy belongs to you now, sir. You are the only man who will ever be inside my cunt. It's yours. You've claimed me. I can see that all the tension is gone now, sir. Perhaps we should lie down together on the sofa. The events of today have been quite pleasurable, sir, and far beyond anything I was prepared for or could have imagined. If you wish, we can explore this type of activity further tomorrow. Or even later today, after you've had some time to recover. Or any time you want, sir. As I have stated, I do belong to you now, colloquially known as a free use.